Once upon a time, there was a mighty warrior. He had won many battles, and so the king, of course, loved him very much because he had brought so much victory to the kingdom. And the king would have big parades and banquets, and this mighty warrior would have had a really, really good life, except for one big problem. He had a disease, and this disease made his skin go numb and parts of his body not work. So it was really scary, made him feel really awful, it made him look really awful, and it made it really hard for him to do his job. So naturally, everyone in the kingdom was worried about him. But nobody had any ideas how to help him because nobody knew how to cure this disease. It was called leprosy. And once you had it, everybody thought you were kind of stuck with it. But there was a little servant girl who had an idea. Now this servant girl had herself had a hard life. She'd been captured in a war and brought to work in the house of this great warrior. And she said, if your commander would only go to the prophet in Samaria, he would be made well. Well, since nobody could think of a better idea, the king decided to do what the little girl suggested. And so he wrote a letter to the king of Israel. And it said, I am sending my honored commander to you so that he could be healed of his terrible disease. And I'm sending you a gift of gold and fine fabric as a thank you gift for making him well. And he sent off the commander, the great warrior, carrying this letter, who took it to the king of Israel and presented it. And when the king of Israel read this letter, he was in a panic. I don't know how to cure leprosy, he said. Nobody knows how to do that. This is a trick. That other king is setting me up. I'm not going to be able to do this. And then he's going to have an excuse for getting mad and he's going to attack us. And the king of Israel was so upset, he started tearing his clothes. Well, at this point, the prophet Elisha heard what was happening in the palace. And he sent a message to the king, and he said, send that commander to me. I'm not afraid. God's going to help me know what to do. You send him here to me. And so the king of Israel sent this big warrior, who was called Naaman, to Elisha's house. And Naaman, being so important, he arrived in his chariots and all his fine horses and his servants. They came to Elijah's door and knocked, and Elijah didn't even come to the door. He sent a messenger out, and the message for the mighty warrior was, go bathe yourself in the Jordan River 7 times, and if you'll do that, you'll be made well. Well, the warrior was disgusted. He was offended. I have perfectly good rivers at home, he said. If taking a bath in the river was going to do the trick, I could have done that at home. And he stomped away in a rage. He said, this guy won't even come out and talk to me. I'm not going to do what he said. But his friends began to talk to him. And they said, you know, you really do want to get better from this horrible disease. And if this man Elijah had told you to do something hard, you would have tried to do it. That's how bad you want to be made well and how proud you are of your powers. Now, he's told you to do something easy. Go take a bath in the river 7 times. So why don't you just try it? What do you have to lose? It might work. And it was true. This mighty warrior really did want to be made well. And so he went down to the Jordan River. And one time, he dunked himself down in. A second time, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times he washed himself in the river. And it happened just the way the prophet said it would. The disease went away, and he was well. Years and years and years later, a long time later, Jesus came to that same river, the Jordan River, and he said to his cousin, I want you to dunk me down in this river, give me a bath in this river, and pray for me because I want to walk God's way. And Jesus' cousin John said, well, I think you're already walking God's way, but I'll do whatever you want me to do. And he helped him dip down and take a bath in the Jordan River. And when Jesus came up out of the river water with water running down his face, he heard a voice. The voice of God saying, this is my beloved child. You are my beloved child, and I am very pleased with you. And so from these stories, we know that God can use water to bless us, to wash us, to heal us, and to tell us how much we're loved. And when we ask for God's blessing through water, we're saying we need God, and we're willing to do what God asks of us. Now, we have some water here today. It's not the Jordan River, but God can work in this water just as much as that water to give blessing, to give love, and to allow us to bring our lives before God and to ask God to work in us. So we have water here today because our little friend Devin Michael is going to be baptized. And his mom and him are going to come up here right now. And if we can make a little room over here so that Devin and his mom can stand here next to the water. And you guys just sit right there on the stairs. And we're going to use water to remind us of God's blessing for Devin. Holy God, we remember how many times you've worked in our lives and in the world through the wonderful gift of water. At creation, you brought forth life. During the time of the flood, you preserved life. And then when your people were being held captive, you brought them through the water into freedom and the joy of being able to serve and worship you as they saw fit. We thank you for water which nurtured Jesus in the womb, and which helped him to affirm his call to bring your light into the world. We ask your blessing on this water now, that the one who receives this gift as a sign of your love may never forget the mercy and the grace which is embracing him. In Jesus' name, amen.